Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Heard of the rotavirus? Well, you're about to. Cases of that are surging across the Northeast, including around here.
Extreme vomiting and diarrhea is very contagious, and it can be potentially dangerous for infants and young children. There is a vaccine for this, but...
Over the past few years, with the anti-vaccine movement gaining strength, people have stopped getting that vaccine for their infants at 2, 4, 6 months. Having a season or two of infants not getting the vaccine, that allows the virus to bloom in our communities.
Dr. Sharon Nachman's Division Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook. The CDC is saying cases in the Northeast are spiking, including New York and New Jersey. Another example, recently findings of a high concentration of the rotavirus in wastewater in Stamford, Connecticut. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
We have the first case of the measles this year in New Jersey. In fact, health officials are warning of a possible measles exposure at both Newark Airport and in the pediatric ER at Hackensack University Medical Center. This is after someone in Hudson County was diagnosed after traveling abroad. The person was at Terminal B between 5:30 in the morning and 9 a.m. on April 14th. They were at the hospital on the 17th between 11:15 p.m. and 3:15 the next morning. If you were also in those spots and got infected, health officials say symptoms could develop as late as May 11th. Another lawmaker cuffed during a protest. This time, as someone in Bed-Stuy was getting kicked out of their home.
A crowd following Councilmember Chi Osei from the moment he got arrested outside of one of his constituents' home battling deed theft to now outside of the NYPD's 79th precinct.
There are four other people who are still in custody right now. And two of them are in the hospital dealing with a concussion.
He tells us he wasn't being violent and he was listening to officers while standing up for one of his constituents battling deed theft.
For trying to prevent an eviction from taking place.
He tells us deed theft is a major problem that many black families throughout his district are dealing with. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
Some new legislation looking to keep cops from being targeted in the line of duty.
Nobody wants to come on the NYPD. You know why? Because detectives, police officers are not respected. Number one, because of the pay, and number two, the way they're treated.
A coalition of law enforcement groups now backing a bill that would limit how close you can get to a police officer while they're on the job, 15 feet to be exact. Scott Monroe heads the Detectives Endowment Association.
Not just police officers, correction, traffic agents, everybody where they're videoing these people daily and they're harassing them, you know, from doing their job, and they're putting their public information out on the internet.
So you can't approach a cop for help or just ask a question?
As long as you're not in their face and you're not doxing them and you're putting their social media, you're not putting their personal information out on social media and putting a camera and phone in their face, that's fine. A normal person walking up and asking you a question, there's nothing wrong with that.
He and others will have more to say later today on the steps of City Hall. It is not clear how much support this bill has up in Albany. Cops out with a sketch of a rape suspect in the Bronx. This happened April 17th, 7 p.m., when a 50-year-old woman was assaulted and robbed in her building on West 164th and Ogden Avenue. You can see that sketch on the Crime Stoppers X page. Cops at Rutgers are investigating a sex assault on campus in New Brunswick. It happened Sunday, 5 a.m. in parking lot 26 on Bartlett Street. Ironically, that is right near the university's Office for Violence Prevention and Victim Assistance. Anyone with information is asked to contact Rutgers police. A protest planned today at Columbia and Barnard College, students, professors, and others to demand the schools give university leaders who had ties to both Jeffrey Epstein and former Columbia Dr. Robert Haddon the boot. Marisol Bonifaz is the leader of Epstein Off Campus.
The Board of Trustees are those who make all of the funding decisions and huge decisions regarding our college and where this money goes and the setup of the college. And if this is people that are affiliated with sex offenders, that are affiliated in cases of sexual assault and complicit in it, that sends a direct message to the student body of what this university stands for.
Well, they specifically want one person out.
The most highlighted is one is Francine Lafrac, who's on the Board of Trustees for Barnard College, and was invited to spend a holiday with Jeffrey Epstein. Was very close with him. Barnard released an independent investigation saying that they had no ties. This is not true. Francine Lafrac very much knew about Epstein's work. She continues to be on the board.
They also want buildings with that family name scrubbed. 1010 Winds has reached out to Columbia for comment and is awaiting a response. Violence at a city MD in the Bronx. A man and a woman both arrested for allegedly stabbing and pepper spraying a security guard at the Urgent Care Center on East 170th in Mount Eden. This happened on April 14th while police say 46-year-old Chalice Bell and 45-year-old Kevin Bell were arguing with each other inside that clinic. The 21-year-old guard was attacked when he tried to intervene. He is okay. Charges against the Bells include assault and weapons possession. Quite the adventure for a young Long Island girl.
And what a blast 9-year-old Valentina Umana Alvarez had at Adventureland. She had the amusement park all to herself.
It feels like I'm on the red carpet.
Valentina has been in and out of the hospital battling cancer for a second time. Her mother says this day is a blessing.
She was 3 years old when we got the first diagnosis. Last year, we got diagnosed again.
The day was also made possible thanks to the Marty Lyons Foundation.
We can skip lines without being close to people like a bag of chicken nuggets.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
April is Autism Awareness Month, and the MTA got in on things with a cool experience for kids at Grand Central.
It's as close as you can get to actually driving a Metro North train. These city kids got to use the simulator used by the pros.
I was driving a Metro North train. It was exciting that I'm now getting better at the stopping.
9-year-old Kai Dumont wants to do it for real someday. And that's the kind of spirit this event is going for. Sherelle Cruikshank runs Include NYC.
Looking at conductors and people that are running these machines, that they too can have these opportunities. It's all a part of exposing children with disabilities to opportunities that they may not have otherwise had.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
You know those age verification systems we've been hearing about from social media companies? Well, Congressman Josh Gottheimer tells 1010 Winds they're not working, especially on one site.
All the TikTok does right now is you can just self-declare how old you are. And guess what? A lot of kids don't exactly tell the truth when they put in their birthday. And so then they're often exposed to things they shouldn't be exposed to at their age.
He, Elise Stefanik, and Tom Suozzi have teamed up on a letter to TikTok urging them to use new tech to strengthen their age verification protections.
With AI, there's lots of ways you can figure out, based on the content kids are looking at, that they're under 13.
He says that could be used to kick those kids off the platform.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.